A Southern Tier school district has decided to break from the state education department and will stop using the state's Common Core teaching modules. Matt Martin reports that the district is the first in the state to make this move.
Last week, board members of the Corning Painted Post School District voted to step out on its own. Starting next year, the district will no longer be using the state-designed curriculum. Mike Janowski, superintendent of the Corning Painted Post School District, says the rollout of Common Core was flawed from the beginning.
What we were trying to do was change the tire on a car while the car was running with this initiative.
He says teachers found errors in some of the math modules, and many of the lesson plans weren't even ready when school started this year. The teaching modules from the state are optional, but the district will still be required to meet the new teaching standards. Janowski admits that he is stepping out into the dark by breaking with the state's lesson plans, but he's hoping that will make his district stronger.
You know, I'm confident in the end that kids in Corning Painted Post are going to have curriculum that's aligned to the new standards.
And Janowski may be getting some support from Albany. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver is urging a two-year delay before Common Core is used to evaluate teachers or student performance.
You can't propose an entirely new curriculum, an entirely new set of standards, and say, here it is, teach to it.
The Board of Regents will issue a report soon, and it's expected to include changes in the way the standards are being implemented, but not a delay. Members of the legislature have threatened to pass legislation if the regents don't go as far as many lawmakers are calling for. Janowski says his district will press ahead and start planning out a new curriculum for next school year. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Martin for WRVO News.